Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Victory or death against the New World Order. They've told us they're giving us no quarter. They are killing us, everyone, with cancer viruses, chemical weapons. Bastards are hitting us everywhere. More of your calls straight ahead. We're talking to Brett in Florida. And we're talking to Troy, many, many others. I'm going to get into Barack Obama calling for a New World Order. Big news. Just showing you he's the very same person. You're letting the world know, I'm a puppet. I serve the New World Order. I serve the power structure. Disgusting. We already knew it, but now a lot of you can wake up. Going back to the caller in Florida, sir, tell us about some of the things that woke you up that you saw in Desert Storm.
Well, one of the major things is that I would say around November of, 91? No, 90. The presidential's backing for the war was kind of low at that time, and he was having a hard time getting the, hate to say this, but the tree-hugging left involved getting any support for continuing anything on over there. And granted, it was a short and fast war, but he needed the political support. The next thing you know, orders were coming down to take out a bunch of oil fields, oil wells, oil pumping stations. And if you remember, sadly to say, that was one of the worst natural disasters in world history when that the oils just flooded the Gulf. I'm sure we all saw the pictures.
And I've had a lot of special forces tell me who really did that. Who really blew up the oil fields? Was it Saddam?
No. Not at all.
And were you part of that?
No comment.
And I was told they used Navy SEALs and Delta...
Booyah.
Yeah.
No comment. You understand?
Yeah.
And the next thing we know, you know, we're getting flown off back to our base in Riyadh. And, you know, a case of scotch is sitting there, believe it or not, in a Muslim country, a case of scotch is sitting there waiting for us. So, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. It's not hard to draw the pieces, to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Well, it's the same crew that said that Saddam was throwing babies out of incubators, and it turned out it was a New York PR firm completely made up, and that's now admitted, too. Now, go from cases of scotch today to the $30,000 to privates a year, hundreds of thousands to sergeants, huge pallets, billions of dollars a month in cash pallets being handed out to everyone, to where they're so corrupt, toilets are overflowing, airplanes are falling apart, cockroaches all over the veteran centers, and it's just all disintegrating.
Sad but true. The infrastructure of the military is no longer the way it used to be. I wouldn't, if I've been asked to re-up and go back in, but I refuse to because I'm not, you know, giving up to the
UN. Let me ask you a question. What are you going to do in a year or two when the CPS comes to your door? They're going to come to all Americans' doors and say, we got to do your monthly inspection of your children in your house. No warrant. All Americans get visits.
They have no jurisdiction in my household. Once they enter the threshold, they have jurisdiction. You do not let them in.
No, I understand. But then they're going to, I understand. But the new phase is that was previous. You're right. And it's illegal, but they're going to do it. Then they're going to send the SWAT team.
Well, you can't do much about the shock and awe of SWAT. I've experienced that firsthand myself. I was a victim of COINTELPRO after I got out because I happened to let a few little bits of information out about what they were doing. And in the Patriot movement.
Well, that's just how it is. Everybody gets their visit from the child grabbers. Everyone gets interviewed. Again, guilty until proven innocent. Total Soviet Union, total East Germany. In fact, in the Soviet Union, it wasn't even that bad. Where you all get your visit, you get your environmental visit, your child visit. They're in your life. They run your life. It's here, folks. The total control grid, hell on earth, just tyranny to the power of 10 in your face. Well, sir... Yeah, I mean, it's leaked out. It's come out that they blew the oil wells up for that. Look at what Saddam did. And he, of course, said he didn't do it. Of course, he was former CIA commando. See what he got. But I appreciate you coming on the show, sir.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. Just pick up the cameras and drop the guns. That's how we beat them.
Yeah, certainly in the info war. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More of your phone calls and the Barack Obama news. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months' worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, John. Bottom of the hour, I'm going to play Dennis Kucinich's opening statement for people, play some other clips throughout the show. We do have, getting into more of the esoteric area. I set this interview up last week before I didn't put two together with this hearing that was coming up. So Freeman will be back in studio with us, getting into some of the mindset of what makes the New World Order tick and their secret gang language that's all around us, their symbols, their the rest of it. But right now, let's get into Barack Obama. Now, somebody put this Sky News, this is Fox News in England, clip together, put a little Imperial Battle March under it. But other than that, this clip is unedited. We also have a CNN clip up on Infowars.com, a longer clip of Barack Obama's speech. But here it is, calling for a new world order.
This is Sky News with Paula Middlehurst.
Well, there have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. Well, Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt, there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way, the one way, to protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
And just in case you forgot about it, here is Gordon Brown, one of many clips, calling for a New World Order three times in a row. This is the British Prime Minister calling for world government.
All these new challenges are bringing together about the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole. And 200 years ago, a famous British Foreign Secretary said that the new world had been called into existence to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And what was not foreseen then, but is obvious now from everything that we see and do, what we experience in every day of our life, is the sheer scale and speed and scope of globalization. And it's only now that we can begin to understand that the world order that globalization brings and what it's going to look like, it's driven forward now not just by the balance of military strength, the Cold War times, or ordinary political power. It's being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us. But what does the new world order mean for countries like ours who are looking to succeed? I suggest that the countries that are going to succeed are those that combine flexibility, free trade, open markets, with proper stewardship of the environment, and investment in education, infrastructure, and innovation. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realizes what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order.
He actually says it more than that. I'm not going to play the rest of it. It goes on and on. When you hear education, that means brainwashing, poisoning, sterilization. This is what they're doing to you. And a lot of people are too cowardly to admit that this is happening. I want to go back and play the Barack Obama Newsnight Sky Television news piece again. Here's that one more time for those of you that missed it.
This is Sky News with Paula Middlehurst.
Well, there have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. Well, Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world rather than a force to help us make it right has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way, the one way, to protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
Did you hear that? You don't have a choice. You must sacrifice. You must give. You must do what they say. You don't have a choice in the New World Order. It is the only way. It is the only system. You must give up your sovereignty and your due process and let a bunch of private banks sell you carbon credits on breathing.
We love you. Drink your fluoride. Take your shots. Eat your GMO food. Never mind the kids all over your neighborhood dying of cancer and people 25 dying of it all around us. And never mind lung cancer up sevenfold in the last 10 years and people that don't even smoke. And never mind 1 in 33 having cancer down to 1 in 3. And never mind from 1 in thousands getting diabetes 50 years ago to 1 in 3. And never mind all the crises and the people being sterile. And never mind all of it. The government loves you. It's got more for you. It's going to help you. It's going to tax you and regulate you and run your life. I'm Barack Obama. I'm going to save you. Oh, I'm going to save you from the evil McCain. Oh, and then meanwhile, it's all the same agenda. It's all the same system. Oh, God, help us. I just can't believe it. I have such a good life, great family. I don't want all this to be happening either. I'm not glad that everything I said was going to happen has happened. I was just following the globalists' own admissions, their own documents. I wish they would have failed earlier. But they're not. They're smoking. They're on fire. They're damaged, but they are still moving forward with just that massive weight behind them and all the funds of the central banks of the planet. Let's go ahead and go to Troy in Portland, Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Good.
Good. Hey, back to the C-SPAN stuff that's going on right now. I wondered if you had a clue as to one Jeremy Rabkin. You ever heard of that guy?
It rings a bell. Who is it?
Jeremy Rabkin. I had never seen him before. I just saw him testifying there today. And he was just all over the place. You know, he's talking about conspiracy theory and saying demented and saying crazy and, you know, bringing forth the idea that, you know, if you believe in that a president would be that evil, you know, and talking, you know, just the general nonsense.
But we have the White House memo saying torture children. We have them lying and saying we know there's no WMDs. We're going to lie and say there are. I mean, it's all public. So, but again, it's the same tactic, talking to the public like they're idiots, telling us that there's no New World Order.
Yeah, that's an incredible clip you just played of Barack Obama. I hadn't heard that yet, and that's just blatant, you know. Just there's nothing else to say but just that. So no news on Jeremy Rabkin, though. You don't know anything about that guy.
Well, I can Google him, which I'm doing right now. Jeremy Rapskin.
R-A-B-K-N.
Hold on. Jeremy, R-A-B.
K-I-N.
K-I-N.
You just look like a dead giveaway to the NWO scum to me. But
well, I mean, he's talking books by Jeremy Rabkin, A Case for Sovereignty, Why the World Should, Law Without Nations. So it's one of these constitutional, quote, scholars for the neocons, I guess, putting out a spin. Let's look. Professor of Law at Harvard. Oh, yeah, I saw him during the hearings. National Security, War on Terror. He's a police state guy. He's a professor of law at George Mason University School of Law before joining the faculty in 2007. And we got John Yoo at another law school now saying torture kids, and was recently confirmed by the U.S. Senate as a member of the Board of Directors of the United States Institute of Peace. He holds a Ph.D. from the Department of Government at Harvard. He's written a bunch of books.
Well, they're relying pretty heavily on his testimony, and it just seems like a bunch of bunk to me, so I'm going to have to research him some more. Okay, Alex, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Yeah, it says you can call his office phone here, 703-993-8972, up on his own little bio. He's very proud of himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this song says it all. Don't get fooled again, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with more of your calls, a ton of news. Stay with us.
on September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Waging war on corruption, crashing with the lies and disinformation. Why did I choose those terms? One of my first radio liners 12 years ago, because that's what we're doing. We don't have time for maneuvers. We are going straight at them, throwing our bodies against the machine. That is the surest tactic to not question anymore that you're doing the perfect job, the best job. Just know you're doing your job. Know you're taking action and doing the best you can, throwing yourself against the New World Order, war mocks, against their war machines. They are not juggernauts. They have already been slowed down, defeated on many fronts. Their criminal evil is being exposed on a planetary scale. So intensify in little ways, in big ways, whatever you can do. Who much is given, much is expected. Some of you don't have much. You're not expected to do much. But you're expected to do something in this fight against the New World Order, to never surrender, to never give in, to understand what violations of your Bill of Rights and Constitution mean, to understand the control grid, the slave system that is being built around us, and to realize that the full scope is the biggest part of the battle, and then to take action against it. Because if you realize just how serious, just how real this is, I don't know who among you would not resist it and speak out against it and take action against it. You need to make fighting tyranny and waking your fellow men and women up, regardless of race, color, and creed, your main priority. Not baubles, not trinkets, not acting cool, not partying. That has to go by the wayside. I mean, the economy's going to get so bad, that's going to end regardless. More of your calls coming up. We're going to have Freeman in studio later in this hour. I want to play some of Dennis Kucinich's opening remarks, or in their completeness, coming up in the next segment. We start that towards the end of the show. I think I'll play a little bit of what Bob Barr has to say, or Vincent Bugliosi. Let's get that clip up, too, so we can play some of his powerful remarks before this transmission ends today. Here is some of the other news that I have in front of me. Navy prosecutor in Gitmo case says fourth plane shot down. Reuters. The prosecutor in the trial, talking about how deadly and evil the hijackers were, talked about how the Air Force shot down Flight 93. Now, we already told you that 6.5 years ago with sources. They think you're so dumb, they even had a ceremony giving the pilot an award. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, of course, we have the tapes and the witnesses in air traffic control hearing them. The pilot saying, okay, I've fired two AIM-9s, which is the term for sidewinder missiles. Oh, but there's nothing to see here. Just move along. The government loves you and they never lie. U.S. foreclosures double as house prices decline. Bloomberg. U.S. foreclosure failings more than doubled in the second quarter from a year earlier as falling home prices left borrowers owing more on mortgages than their properties were worth. One in every 171 homes was foreclosed on, receiving a default notice, or was warned of a pending auction. This was an increase of 121% from a year earlier and 14% from the first quarter. Reality Track, Inc. said today in a statement almost 740,000 properties were in some stage of foreclosure, the most since the Irvine, California-based company began reporting in January 2005. Rising foreclosures are putting downward pressure on prices, increasing the possibility that homeowners will go upside down on their mortgages, said Cheryl King, chief U.S. economist at Merrill Lynch Co. in New York. And here's the really big news for you today, also from Bloomberg. You can find these stories easily at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We have links to them. GM Ford on the verge of bankruptcy. Meanwhile, the Fed chairman says the economy is great over the private bank, using doublethink on the kettle, calling it Federal Reserve against everything's information warfare, lies, lies spewed on top of lies. Just look at all around you, just a tissue of lies. General Motors Corporation, Ford Motor Company, the two biggest U.S. automakers, have about a 46% chance of default within 5 years, according to Edward Altman, a finance professor at New York University Stern Business School. That is a rosy outlook, by the way. Both are in very serious shape, and the markets reflect that. Altman, the creator of the Z-score mathematical formula that measures bankruptcy risk, said in an interview with Bloomberg Television, the model shows that these companies are on the verge of bankruptcy, he said. The worst condition than Ford, Altman said, GM reported a $38.7 billion loss in 2007, the biggest in its 100-year history, and hasn't posted a profit since 2004. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Transmission continues.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Flying daily into the New World Order typhoon of wickedness descending on free humanity. This is the info war, the tip of the spear, the front lines in the information war, not just for the Republic, but for the entire planet. I want to go ahead and play you Dennis Kucinich's opening remarks. Later, I want to play something what Bob Barr was saying. Unbelievable. I've kind of been suspicious of him being CIA and the rest, but he was just now during the break, I mean, laying out how ridiculous people defending the administration were and how all the crimes they've committed on the face of it. It was extremely powerful. And look, I mean, there's a lot of people in the power structure that don't want to see this fully brought into fruition. I mean, this is serious, folks. What you're seeing is the darkest tyranny ever risen on the planet. And look past Bush. He is only the distraction. And Barack Obama and John McCain. I keep repeating that. I know you know that, but we've got to tell everybody else so they're not neutralized. We're going to continue with calls throughout the rest of the broadcast. Freeman was scheduled last week, and I love him to death. I want to hear his great info on the esoteric gang language of the New World Order, and he'll be with us. But we'll continue also to cover the impeachment situation. Here is Dennis Kucinich, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to thank the chair for this opportunity to testify, and I want to thank the chair for this opportunity to testify. And I want to recognize my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, Ranking Member Smith, and my colleagues from the House who I work with, or my friends who I respect their integrity and their honor. And I think it's important that we proceed among ourselves in that way, and so that we can be of service to our nation in the highest manner. Our country has been at war in Iraq and has occupied the streets and villages of Iraq for 5 years, 4 months, and 6 days. The war has caused the deaths of 4,127 American soldiers and the deaths of as many as 1 million innocent Iraqis. The war will cost the American people upwards of $3 trillion and is the main contributing factor to the destruction of our domestic economy. Mr. Chairman, I would ask unanimous consent to enter SJ Res 45 and HJ Res 114 into the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
The primary justifications for going to war outlined in the legislation which the White House sent to Congress in October of 2002 have been determined conclusively to be untrue. Iraq was not continuing to threaten the national security interests of the United States. Iraq was not continuing to possess and develop a significant chemical and biological weapons capability. Iraq was not actively seeking a nuclear weapons capability. Iraq did not have the willingness to attack the United States. Iraq had not demonstrated capability and willingness to use weapons of mass destruction. Iraq could not launch a surprise attack against the United States or its armed forces. Therefore, there was not an extreme magnitude of harm that would result in the United States, that would result to the United States and its citizens from such an attack. The aforementioned did not justify the use of force by the United States to defend itself. Iraq had no connection with the attacks of 9/11 or with Al-Qaeda's role in 9/11. Iraq possessed no weapons of mass destruction to transfer to anyone. Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction and therefore had no capability of launching a surprise attack against the United States or its armed forces, and no capability to provide them to international terrorists who would do so. However, many members of Congress relied on these representations from the White House to inform their decision to support the legislation that authorized the use of force against Iraq. We all know present and former colleagues who have said that if they knew then what they know now, they would not have voted to permit an attack upon Iraq. The war was totally unnecessary, unprovoked, and unjustified. The question for Congress is this: what responsibility does the President and members of his administration have for that unnecessary, unprovoked, and unjustified war? The rules of the House prevent me or any witness from utilizing familiar terms, but we could put two and two together in our minds. We could draw inferences about culpability. Mr. Chairman, I ask unanimous consent to enter H. Res. 333, H. Res. 1258, and H. Res. 1345 into the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
I request that each member read the three bills that I have authored, bills which are now awaiting consideration by the Judiciary Committee. I am confident that the reader will reach the same conclusions that I have about culpability. What, then, should we do about it? The decision before us is whether to honor our oath as members of Congress to support and defend the Constitution that has been trampled time and again over the last 7 years. The decision before us is whether to stand up for the checks and balances designed by our founding fathers to prevent excessive power grabs by either the judicial, legislative, or executive branch of government. The decision before us is whether to restore faith in government, in justice, and in the rule of law. The decision before us is whether Congress will endorse with its silence the methods used to take us into the Iraq War. The decision before us is whether to demand accountability for one of the gravest justices imaginable. The decision before us is whether Congress will stand up to tell future presidents that America has seen the last of these injustices, not the first. I believe the choice is clear. I ask this committee to think and then to act now in order to enable this Congress to right a very great wrong and to hold accountable those who misled this nation. I thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play some more select clips of some of the other testimony. Very eloquent, very well done. And later in the next hour, we're going to open the phones up on, we got phones loaded, on a lot of other key issues that listeners want to bring up. Freeman, of course, does his own radio show and his own TV show and has made his own documentaries. It was Freeman that encoded my first films on the DVD for us, did that job. America Destroyed by Design, the Police State Trilogy, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. So he's done a lot of great work with us in the past, and he is going to be in studio with us for the next hour and 19 minutes to be precise. But we will play some more clips next hour of some of the key highlights of the impeachment hearing that is going on in the House of Representatives right now and the incredible testimony that we're hearing. But I want you to understand, they just arrested the editor of Vanity Fair last week trying to sneak into Bohemian Grove. When I first got on the air 13 years ago, I didn't believe in the occult. I know people were into it, but I didn't believe the elite was involved in it. I thought movies like Eyes Wide Shut that came out in the late 90s were ridiculous by Stanley Kubrick. I thought that was crazy conspiracy theorists in our movement. I was more conservative. I only go off what I can prove. But in deeper research in the last 8-9 years, I learned it was real. I'm the only person to ever successfully infiltrate the Bohemian Grove and not go to prison for it. The second fellow who got a job there and sent me video, he was sent to prison. Another individual went in there and was sent to prison on charges, Richard McCaslin, a separate individual. So this is very serious, and by the grace of God, I'm alive to even report this information to you. I'm prominent enough that they don't want to kill me and make everything that I've said and done be highlighted or have an exclamation point after it or be underlined, basically, is the best way of putting it, legitimizing everything we cover. But I did sneak in on July 15, 2000. They did engage in the ancient ritual that I want to talk some about today with Freeman, who's an expert on this and also has made films with Tex Mars. And I know Tex respects. And he's gone and investigated some of these groups, been a part of some of these mid-level groups, gone and investigated those. Now, he has a lot of their writings. And when you see all-seeing eyes and peacocks as the symbols of corporations and triple sixes, and you see the UN and their biological diversity assessment saying they want to conduct worldwide human sacrifices for the mother goddess, that's official UN law. That's in my film, Road to Tyranny, with the page number, and you can get it at the library. I mean, you can't, that's the 95 and 87, two of them say it, biological diversity assessments as policy passed by the Secretary General and the full United Nations. Into UN policy and law. So, again, this all sounds crazy. It's what they're into. But we told you that the Republican leadership likes gay porn stars years ago, and now that's been all over the mainstream news. And if you don't know about it, just Google Jeff Cannon. So we're covering things that are bizarre, but things that are true and really happening to understand their mindset and what we're facing. And so joining us for the next hour and 15 minutes or so is Freeman. Again, your calls coming up in the next hour on any issue you wish to discuss. But I wanted to have him back for part two to get more into this, and then also their mind control operations, Disney, some of the really esoteric stuff that he's broken down we'll be going over today. Freeman, thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's great to be here, Alex. Fantastic.
Great to have you here with us. Go ahead and show us that book first.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things when we're looking at the occult is to realize the amount of knowledge that is put into such a study, that this is a science that has been around for quite some time. This is the complete system of magic of the Golden Dawn. Now, that is one of the magical organizations that Aleister Crowley was a member of and then became leader and left and then started the OTO, which is large here in Austin. Actually, Aleister Crowley's handwritten works. Now, looking at magic, looking at what these men do, they channel entities. This is their goal. This is the goal of ritual magic. And Aleister Crowley is one of these fine members that has channeled entities, and they believe from Atlantis. And this book is stored right here on the UT campus. Aleister Crowley's handwritten works are stored at the Harry Ransom Center right here next to the Statue of the Goddess again. So, you know, how far and how deep does this go when we look on campus and we find signs of Satan?
Why do the elite admire Aleister Crowley? I mean, I know he was a part of most of the European and British and U.S. secret societies and had gone to the Great Pyramid and done rituals and claimed to have channeled Lucifer.
Yes, and he... Well, the reason he became as popular as he did was this book that's housed at the Harry Ransom Center, The Book of the Law. And in it, when he started to... Now, what we're looking at in occultism is basically a map, a road map of the other side as they see it. Now, what I do is I study what Freemasons study and try to understand what they're thinking. You know, where is their mindset? All of their proceedings are behind locked doors with a sworded guard. It's standing out front. So here we have all of our leaders. We've got, of course, the founding fathers and everyone else coming down through the ages, all being Freemasonic. You know, over half of our presidents have belonged to a lodge. And the reason we don't know what's going on inside is because they don't want us to know. They keep these doors locked.
That's like... Whenever Tim Russert asked then-presidential candidate Kerry, John Kerry, about, well, you and Bush are in the same secret society, Skull and Bones, tell us about it. He goes, well, I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. And they just laughed at him.
Right. Exactly.
And meanwhile, the public says Skull and Bones doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, they can admit it exists, but the people have been trained in hypnotism, or what the elite call a spell, to be pre-programmed that didn't exist.
And that's exactly what they do. They are our reality manufacturers. And this is how they do it. They create these icons, these ideologies, using symbols. And they know the powers of symbols. And so when we get to Aleister Crowley, we find that what he has done is made contact with an entity, and most of the magicians believed him. Most people in these occult orders believed that he had made an actual contact, and this is what propelled him to the height of the order. Because he had made this contact with Iwas, this supposed Atlantean entity. And like I say, that is kept at the Harry Ransom Center here in Austin. So this is what propelled Aleister Crowley to the top of the spectrum, is that they believe he actually had contact. Now, what we continually find is that this contact and these studies go through genealogy, and they are very into genealogy. You know, you will find this through all of them, through all the different occult organizations, through Mormonism, through even our own presidencies. We find genealogy being the ruling line, the ruling study that these men follow. So what we have to ask, what is it about genealogy that's so important to magic? And I find that these that have the so-called god blood that come down from the pharaonic bloodlines have a better contact with these other realms.
Well, that's what they believe, and we're here looking today at what they believe. I don't believe it. But we need to understand the elite and their mindset and what they're into, and why they have these symbols. Now, I think they're getting power from these symbols. I mean, what types of things does Aleister Crowley's book cover?
Well, the Book of the Law is definitely one of the most disturbing books I've read. It promotes violence, aggression, just all kinds of what we would call satanic affairs.
I was watching on national Israeli television a clip on YouTube the other day of a top rabbi saying, we want aggression, we want the ego, we want to be violent, this was this particular sect, for the Kabbalah, that's really what that's about.
Yes, exactly. And they believe in this order out of chaos, and so if they can get more people to get into the chaotic state, then they have more control. We keep finding this over and over again throughout their actions. Personally, I find that, I've been to Benjamin Franklin's Lodge in Philadelphia, and you go into the Benjamin Franklin Hall there, and you'll find a golden sperm sun sitting there. So for me, this goes back to all the way to the creation of America and its purpose. Now we find America being turned into a satanic force. We find it encoded each and every way that we can. In the 666s that we've uncovered in corporate logos, in CERN, and even the meaning of W and VW, we get to these concepts of the satanic order. And as I see it, as they're promoting us through their mass media, you know, which also...
They are making us lower-level initiates. We're being brought through initiations. That's what 24 is, and the White House putting out memos saying we torture children. They are now indoctrinating us in their mindset.
Yes, and making us appear to the rest of the world to be a satanic force. mean, certainly when we start to look into what fascism is, we get to corporatism, and we find that through my Masonic studies, through my studies of corporate logos and their incorporation into Masonic ritual. So if we follow each corporate logo into Masonic ritual, you can outline every single corporate logo into a Masonic ritual. We're looking at fascism. We're looking at corporatism. We're looking at a secret cabal that has been moving an agenda forward through the means of corporatism. And so then now we must realize that these men are globalists. They are globalists. And so they are not dedicated to America, right? Within the Freemasonic rituals, you must admit that you first serve the Brotherhood and then whatever nation you happen to be in.
For Internet viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're streaming live. This will be encoded and posted at PrisonPlanet.tv later. For everybody else, we'll be right back on the other side. But we're going to continue behind the scenes for InfoWars.com audio stream listeners.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Infowars.com listeners on the streams there, if you don't miss anything. We were getting into their symbols and their iconography, the power they believe they draw from this. We're getting into Bohemian Grove. And then I want to get into, you go to the Bohemian Grove, not in Monterio, 60 miles north of San Francisco, but their main lodge. And I've been there right by the Golden Dome of the city council and all that occultism down there. They have images of men in robes with a baby going and throwing it in the fire, carved in and by little owls. And, of course, that's in their own yearly handouts and literature the members have. It's really a bull, folks. And so people get confused because they've been called an owl during the ceremony when they're representing it as the female goddess. But then they also go back and then address it as a male. And if you really look at it, it actually looks like a bull. So that confuses people, but that's classic occultism. They might have one idol represent multiple deities or both sides of the same deity. A lot of mumbo-jumbo there, but it's just everywhere. Please continue.
And this is how we find out. This is where we go. We have to dig into their works, look at what they're looking at. Now, the owl obviously is a symbol of illumination, a symbol of illuminism. It sees in the dark and can turn its head 360 degrees. So it's really a symbol of illuminism. What we look at when they start to promote to us the different icons and the ideals to us, then they want to set us up for their agenda. And so, like, in the latest current hits, we find, I forgot her name at this moment, but she sings a song about kissing a girl. Many, many little teenage girls are going around singing about kissing a girl in her cherry lipstick. This gets imprinted into our mind. There's been numerous occasions where this type of programming is being used. So we find it most especially in the pop stars and the pop icons. And so we find that Led Zeppelin followed Aleister Crowley, the Beatles followed Aleister Crowley, the Rolling Stones followed Aleister Crowley, and all of these different lists that you can go down. And then they are instilling mind pattern programming into the children. So you'll find that every song by Kiss is about sex or rape. But yet you wouldn't know this at 10 years old when I was listening to Kiss. I didn't know I was singing about sex. I didn't know what they were programming into me. So we find that they are using these icons, and the icons are mostly willing to be part of this system, like Madonna. Now, Madonna has gone full-blown into her Kabbalistic studies and has now...
And by the way, she admits that. You would say 6, 7, 8 years ago, I would talk about her and all the occult rituals she was doing. You know, we would talk about how the entire... production was a ritual we get laughed at. Now she says it is.
Exactly.
And oh, so we're right again, as usual.
And she's gone on to take on the name Esther, which is another form of Ishtar, which is back to our same Illuminati goddess here. Yes, and she is used in these high-profile rituals.
And by the way, she's always been real healthy. Now she's getting anemic. She's getting real sick. And this stuff also destroys you.
It seems to. I mean, if we're looking at other people in the icon era with Heath Ledger or... Anna Nicole and Brittany and all of them, it's definitely not good for your psyche, but it's also not good for your health. And yes, I'm starting to do a study on the deaths of these occultists, because I want to see, you know, are they dying horrible deaths? And most of
them... Jim Morrison.
Yeah, most of them seem to. Even Manly P. Hall was found hours later after his death with ants crawling in and out of his body. So we do find a lot of these occultists dying horrible deaths. And one of such deaths that I have tracked was the death of Anna Nicole.
All right, stay there. We got a break for 70 seconds, the fourth and final hour on this Friday edition straight ahead. But we don't stop there. I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.